Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Albania, congratulate you on your chairmanship and your remarkable efforts and engagement for this meeting to be a successful one, and assures you for the full support of this delegation. Albania has aligned itself with the statement of the European Union still to be delivered. In addition, I'd like to add the following at our national capacity. Welcome the new members of the Convention and urge them to honor the implementation of the BWC. Albania considers BWC to be a convention with a special importance in the framework of the rule-based international system for non-proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. We remain committed in the full and effective implementation of the convention, and we have included its dispositions in our national legislations. We firmly believe that enhancing transparency and building confidence in compliance, including through necessary revisions to the current confidence building measures, is of utmost importance. To contribute in this regard, state parties should ensure timely submission of their annual reports. Regarding universalization of the BWC, we welcome the ongoing progress with new accessions and ratifications, and thank the MSP Chair and ISU for their work. We call on all states not yet party to the convention to adhere thereto without further delay. Welcome the expert meeting reports as well as the summaries prepared under the responsibility of respective chairs that will provide a solid basis for the subsequent intersessional meetings in the run-up to the 9th Review Conference in 2021. Mr. Chairman, we remain concerned by the current financial situation of the BWC. Therefore, the payment of the financial contributions is a must in order not to further hinder our collective efforts to work towards the full and effective implementation of the Convention. This situation, caused by the accumulation of arrears and continued late payments, need to be addressed as a matter of urgency by the member states, which have to comply with their financial obligations without further delay and make their payments in full and in time. This is the only guarantee to realize the potential of the current international program, which we have jointly agreed. As this year's meeting of state parties had to be shortened and the staff of the ISU continues to be faced with uncertainty, financial stability is a key word for continuing the activity of the framework of the convention to convene the meetings and enable the continued functioning of the implementation support unit for its professional work and the institutional memory it represents. We firmly believe that those state parties have to engage constructively and reach consensus regarding the necessary measures with respect to budgetary and final issues to properly address the financial predictability and sustainability to ensure the effective implementation of the Convention. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thanks to the distinguished delegate of Albania, and gives the floor to Ukraine next, the distinguished delegate of